This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
So I just want to clear the air. I need to be honest with y'all. I was in a situation recently. I hadn't had a haircut in a couple months. My barber and I were on a bit of a break, and I was dealing with a lot of emotions, and I hadn't felt like myself. I just hadn't felt good in so long that, you know, I ended up in a little entanglement at another shop. They were struggling and needed help, and honestly, I just wanted to help, and it ended up turning into more than I planned for. I hope you can forgive me, Drew. Just know it meant nothing to me.
What is TWS podcast episode? Whatever. Who cares at this point?
Bar. The rant with the vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready.
I feel like the answer.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts. How many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
It's even harder, cause I ain't got a car to pick them up in. Some chicks already think they put enough in. Plus I'm kinda cute, so it's hard for them to trust him. Ask him what I'm doing every night, like I be screwing every night. The truth is, I'm bruising every mic that I come across, and every now and then, drop 100 off just so you can fucking floss, but that's not enough for you. So I take another loss, wondering why I fucked with you, knowing I got stuff to do.
And I won't take it personal, but deep down it hurts my soul.
Cause I'm a blue collar worker. Another week, another song. I'm still singing cause it's my show and that's what I do. Welcome to another episode of What Is TWS Podcast. As always, I'm your boy J.Dot Flan, representing the White Pants Society. And, first off, I want to thank you for lending me your ear, lending me a little bit of your time. It means the world to me. I appreciate it. That y'all let me have this platform to talk my shit and hopefully bring some sort of relief to the stresses of life. The last couple of episodes have been a little heavier than I really enjoy. So I'm really just going to try to have some fun, this afternoon, or really it's like 4 o'clock in the morning for me. I'm doing another one of these, but, yeah, just want to have some fun, relax, get away from things for a while, just talk some shit, and, we can get back to the heavy stuff. It'll be there. It ain't going nowhere. That's sad. That's fucked up. All right. I'm sorry. Anyway, I don't know. On the topic of the intro, I haven't watched that Red Table. I don't plan on watching it. That's not my thing. And where I am mentally in terms of relationships, I don't really think it's something, I can watch or be good for me. So, that was based off all the information y'all have given me on social media about what happened. That was my best take on it. So that's about all you're going to get from me on that subject. So let's go ahead and move on. tomorrow, before we get into anything, ain't nothing going to be serious. Before we get into anything deeper, tomorrow, Tuesday, July 14th, I will be doing a live show on getvocal.com. That's getvokl.com. I believe it's I don't know how new it is or if it's not new, but a fairly new live streaming platform where you know, guests can be interactive and we can really vibe and you know, and have some fun. I'm going to be a part of their Tickle Me Tuesday sort of lineup. So tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. my time central, you can check me out on getvocal.com. It'll also be simulcasting on Facebook, YouTube, and what's that, Periscope, that's connected with Twitter or whatever. So you can hit me up on all of those different platforms and find the show. I think the only way to interact and, you know, and be a part of the show is to go to Get Vocal. And I believe you got to set up an account. So if you want to interact with me tomorrow, we're doing an evening with Flan. I'm trying to find a smoker's jacket so I can really do it right. But We're going to chill, do the live stream, video, chat, talk. I got some subjects planned. You know, I got to keep it a little tamer than I keep it over here. Like, I don't think I can say all the words I can say on my platform, on my show, on their shit. But, so yeah, maybe I need to get all my shits and shit off stuff out tonight. I think I can curse over there, but I don't know if I can say the other words that I use. I'm going to be using that word later on. But anyway, tomorrow, Tickle Me Tuesday. It's not what it sounds like. Come vibe with me. Earlier this week, so I do want to say congrats to my old co-host, Rich Nerd. You know, if you've been listening to the show for a while since, you know, when we started, it started with me and Rich. And we did at least 100 plus episodes together. You know, so that's my homie. You know, we'll see. I don't know what the future holds for us being able to do stuff like that again, but yeah, still my homie. But, this past week, he got married and, I was invited, but I attended the ceremony. It was a Zoom wedding. I guess there were some people there, you know, that actually were at the wedding, but a lot of people were viewing it via Zoom because of the zombie apocalypse. So, yeah, man, that was I think for everybody, I almost said it's my first Zoom wedding, like it's a normal thing, and I'm the only one. I'm late to the party. Like, nah, it's, I don't know if you guys have done Zoom weddings before, but that was my first one. And it was crazy, man. I don't know if you ever seen, like, imagine black people having a family reunion via Zoom. Like, that's what it was. It was a lot of people that maybe hadn't seen each other in different parts of the country. And now all of a sudden they pop up, you know, on this live stream together. And it was crazy. And they New Yorkers. So, you know, they got no filter or volume control. So like the whole like lobby situation before the ceremony started was highly entertaining. But yeah, New Yorkers are the only people, they hold a special place in my heart, because they're the only people who, pronounce my name correctly, you know, just off site. You know, they get the Jared, you know, they get serious about their A's, man. So I fucks with people from New York. I appreciate y'all. But, dope experience overall. I'm glad to be a part of it. That's my second wedding of the year. And both of them were like original members of the White Pants Society. The hippie wedding I went to was another, White Pants Society alum. I don't know. He's still, I mean, ain't no such thing as an ex-member. But yeah, it was dope to be there. Congratulations, Rich. You know, wish you and your new wife the best. Dopeness. All right. Yeah, what else did I get into this week? Other than, you know, me having the conversations with the people at Vocal, which was dope. Like, they reached out to me and, you know, I said, we have this thing. We're trying to do this Tickle Me Tuesday. We need some comedy. I guess somebody thinks I'm funny. I think I'm funny. I get some feedback here and there that people find the show entertaining. So, yeah, so that was those two things were the highlight of my week. So, you know, once I had all that stuff going, first I've been buying like equipment and cameras and stuff, I was trying to prep to take the podcast to more of a visual medium anyway. So I've been buying this stuff. So it felt like it was perfect. Like, they reached out right at the time where I'm gearing up to try to do more live streaming and stuff like that. And, so I feel like it was meant to be. So I got high hopes. Now, don't get your hopes up. This is my first one tomorrow. A lot of bugs to work out. It's going to get better, but show up and vibe with me anyway. But yeah, man, the space has been a mess and cables and stuff everywhere. So I was doing some cleanup, and, since we all got time, I want to say I highly recommend, like, going through what I did. I went through like those random drawers that you have that just like full of stuff that you probably don't remember what's in there or why you put it in there. And if you have the time, and we do all have the time right now, I highly recommend going through and checking out one of those drawers. You'll learn some stuff about yourself. Maybe it's just me. I learned some stuff about myself. Basically, I just have a lot of random shit, but it's crazy the stuff I found in there, man. Like, I had a Christmas stocking in a drawer, still had candy in it, some Nerds. I don't, and, was Whoppers, the malt balls. Like, I don't know. Yeah, Christmas stocking. Lots of batteries. And the thing that's fucking me up with the batteries is that, like, I don't know if they're good or not. Like, I've been trying to, like, do the logic puzzle in my head to figure out if there's a way to determine. I mean, other than to put them in something, but that sounds like a lot of work. So I just rather think about it all day. Like, that's less stressful. It's like, on one hand, why would you store dead batteries? Like, why would you take batteries out of something because they was dead and throw them in the drawer? Like, that doesn't make sense. But then the other hand is, why would you take good batteries out the package and just have them living free range in a drawer? That don't make sense. And the fucked up thing about it is, at least one of the answers to those two questions is me. So, something I'm learning about myself. Stop judging me, though. I found a lot of loose Q-tips. unused. I'm not a savage. Stop judging me. That was crazy. I found a pistachio. A pistachio outside of the show. And I'm also trying to figure out what situation would have ended with me putting a pistachio outside of the shell in a drawer. Because to me, like, it's outside the shell. So I've already put the work in. So if I dropped it, I would have went searching for it. Like, I've done the time to get the thing unshelled. If I dropped it, I'm retrieving that pistachio. But the only situation, like, the only scenario that makes sense in my head doesn't make sense. But the only scenario I can imagine in my head is that I'm just, like, I was crazy drunk. And, like, just, I want to put this down, but where do I put it? I'm just going to throw it in the drawer. I'll figure it out later. I'll come back to it. Like, yeah, that's where I was at with that. Learning stuff about myself. I have a shit ton of headphones. I don't know how I've accumulated this many headphones over the years, but I have a lot. I don't know if my head is shaped weird or headphones are made weird, but I have a difficult time finding headphones I think, like, fit the shape of my head and don't look weird. Like, just have all that extra space on the side. I don't know. Maybe I'm a little extra with the aesthetics with headphones. I like over-the-ear headphones better than earbuds, but they gotta, like, I don't know, they gotta fit the contours of my head properly. I need to get with somebody. Hey, I can partner with a headphone maker and we can make the perfect set of custom-fitting over-the-ear headphones. Anybody know somebody? I want to do that. I told y'all this was just gonna be a shoot-the-shit episode. Don't get mad. Weirdest thing I found. Other than the pistachio, that's weird. But I had a shit ton of Pepto-Bismol tablets. That's also got to be like a side effect of drinking. And I had them in like different drawers. Like, they was everywhere. Like, I guess my stomach was really, I'm trying to remember like these gastrointestinal, you know, crises. What's the plural? Somebody going to correct me. But I'm trying to remember what these moments could have been that I just had to have Pepto, like, everywhere. Not in the box, just random, still in the plastic, but just random Pepto tablets, like, everywhere. I can't even get started on the cables, but I think that's just, like, a 30-plus-year-old man thing. Like, if you in your 30s and you a dude, you got cables. And we all know. And it happens every time. As soon as you throw away a cable or you figure I got too many of these, you end up in a situation where you one short or you don't have the one cable that you need that you just saw last week, but somebody was getting on your nerves about it, so you got rid of it and that you need it. So, yeah, I got cables for days. And then they just in those bundles, that spiderweb bundle of cable that you're going to break. Other cables trying to forcibly remove this one cable out the bundle, because you never like try to untangle it first. You just go with the yank, go with the straight up, try to rip it out. I'm going to break something one day. There might be some expensive cables and I got to work on that. I don't know. Man, what else, man? I did want to touch on the Jill Scott issue. Right. So I try not to pay attention to this stuff because I don't like to anger myself. I don't like to get upset. And so if you tell me somebody said something crazy or someone said something stupid, or I see other people upset about something that somebody said, I'm not going to go look at what they said because I don't want to be upset too. But social media don't really give you that courtesy of not like forcing you to deal with shit. So I ran across the thing. First of all, nobody, until he said the words like Jill Scott, nobody knew who this guy was. Did he play for the Dolphins or something? Like I'm a football person and I have no idea who this player was. And he's young. We gotta understand that like Jill Scott was at her height. I'm early 20s. I'm almost 40 years old. And I'm like early 20s was when Jill was Jill. Like, and so what we know her as, like if you listen to her music, you know she a freak. I think we did podcast episodes about her on stage doing the fake fellatio thing. Like, so there are people, and she's a beautiful woman. She's beautiful, gorgeous. You know, she's in my top five. Go back. It's like episode 2. She's in my top 5 celebrities. They're not celebrities I want to sleep with. Not celebrity jump offs, but celebrities I would be in a long term relationship with. That's how I feel about Jilly from Philly. So I'm saying all that so you be prepared for what I say next. But yeah, like these young kids, a dude his age or whatever, don't remember that. They don't have the familiarity with her to know her as that, or, you know, maybe they just seen a couple pictures. And to me, it seemed like all he said was he seemed incredulous about the idea that people could find her attractive. And that just means she don't suit his taste. And he don't, it's very hard to put yourself in somebody else's eyes and view and understand that the world can be viewed differently than the way you see it. So if he's looking at something and he's like, man, I don't see it, but all these people see it, that's what I felt the tweet was. Now, to take it to the level of now is fat shaming. First of all, I think you dissing Jill by saying him not thinking she's attractive is fat shaming. That's you calling her fat, not him. Don't put it on him. That was you. That was you. She's full figured. She's voluptuous. There's a lot of words you could use. You said fat shaming. You didn't say voluptuous shaming. Maybe we need to make that a thing. But that, don't put that on him. He ain't using words. You using words. And then it was like an attack on black women in general. And I get that as a timing thing. We talked about that with the J. Cole situation. Like, now is just not the time, you know. But ladies, y'all are brilliant because, you know, and dudes, we need to, I mean, now we can't. We can't never steal a page from their playbook because we just can't. We not smooth enough for that shit. But they got it right now where it's like, you can't disagree or have anything non-complimentary to say about women in general right now without fucking the money all the way up. So if you feel that way, if you like, don't do it on Twitter. Go in the locker room and have that conversation with your other players and ask some dudes or something, but don't do it publicly because examples are being made. This may be my last podcast. I don't know. And I'm not saying, I'm not agreeing with him. She's in my top 5. Like, I love Jill Scott. I will fight to the death for people's right to express themselves and say whatever they want to say. And I think to make that a disrespectful comment, I think is a little bit of a reach. I think it's a little bit of a reach. I think some of the disrespect that's coming out of the comment is coming from these interpretations of it. Like, you putting a lot more of the negative spin. You put more negative spin on what was said than what was just there. Like, you have to interpret it that way. And I'm not gaslighting. And these are all of the buzzwords to get used, you know, when things like this are said. I'm not gaslighting. I'm just saying. So, I mean, all right, so here's my thing, though. In all of that, you know, if that's the case, if that's the way the game is being played, I have something that's been bothering me for a while, and I need to establish whether or not we can make this a thing. I played that intro song on purpose. Blue Collar Worker by Blue, rapper, Blue in Exile album. Dope album. I played that specific verse and all of that on purpose because I believe that for a long time, and it's bothered me for a long time. It's hurt me for a long time. This has been going on for a while and nobody seems to care. We get broke shamed all the time. I'm tired of being broke shamed. Yeah, I'm broke. Yeah, I don't have the money that I want to have. You know, I told you, I know I'm out here scooting, you know. I'm not driving at the moment. I'm not trying to be. Why I gotta feel so bad about myself all the time? Why y'all gotta have something negative to say about me? I see the memes. I don't argue with nobody who credit score ain't whatever, whatever. And I'm saying that's broke shame. You can't slut shame, can't fat shame, can't shame nothing. How come you can shame broke niggas? Like, that ain't cool. It's not cool. I think we need that broke niggas stand. Don't be afraid. Don't leave me out here by myself, which is what y'all gonna do. It's cool though. It's cool though. I'm used to it. I'm different. I can take this one. But broke shaming need to be a thing, and y'all need to stop it.
Stop it!
Right now. Stop it. All right. So, with lighthearted shit out the way, in my last couple minutes, I do want to discuss something real. As I always talk about, like, you know, growing up with my mom and her idea, I'm going to use the word racial issues. We getting into some racial stuff. So if you don't feel like dealing with it, you can, you can cut the episode here. We pretty much done with everything else I was going to talk about. But yeah, my mom would talk to me about the racial stuff and I was, you know, and growing up, I didn't see it. It didn't happen to me. So there's a part of me that thought it was over. It didn't exist anymore. And my mom would say stuff like, these people ain't dead. These people had kids. You know, these people, you know, the people that did this stuff that you see on the TVs and stuff, the cops that was doing the stuff in Selma and stuff like that, you know, those people are, a lot of them are dead and a lot of them are heads of families and, you know, and thought of very fondly by their family. They've been able to pass on some of their ideology. And I ain't believe it. I ain't see it. So, I told y'all, I got a Discord. I've been working on it for a couple weeks now, trying to get content in there before I invited people to join my Discord server. So the other night, like just like this, like mad early, like 4 o'clock in the morning, I posted something on the Discord and I was like, you know what? Time to stop, you know, bullshitting. I'm gonna put the link out there. So I ain't sent invites. I just created a link so that anybody that clicked on the link could join the Discord server. And I posted it on my Facebook group and Twitter. And I'm telling you, the post was not up. I hadn't hit like send on the post for more than 2 minutes before somebody joined and posted. And the very first post to my Discord from someone other than myself was, I ain't even going to say the username because I'm not trying to give him no shine. I did post the graphic and I kind of feel like I should take it down now because this may be what he wanted. But the very first post on my Discord was nigger, all caps with an exclamation point. Like 2 minutes in, like it just, like somebody had to been waiting, like, oh shit, here's a chance, nigger. Like, you know, like how did he get excited? Oh, nigger. Like, was he just raring to go? And I will say I'm proud of myself because it surprised me and I found it interesting more than it offended me. Cause it's just a internet dude. They just be happy to be on the internet. I don't know. So I hit him back and I was just like, that was fast. And, he laughed or whatever. And then, I asked him if he was okay. Like, you seem like, is everything all right? Is something bothering you? And, he prompted to ask me to get on the voice chat. So, and I ain't even know Discord had voice chat. So you taught me something. Appreciate you, bro. So I jumped on the voice chat with him and my black card should probably get revoked because it's turned into a scene from a horror movie. Like, I'm on this voice chat with this dude who sounds like insane. He's laughing at everything and he's doing that. You know, I say something. Oh, really? Is that how you feel? Like, this is how he was talking to me. Oh, okay. All right. Have you ever heard of, you know, and it was getting insane. And I'm, but I'm, I'm keeping it cool because this is, it's funny to me. And I'm thinking the whole time, this is podcast material. But yeah, we went back and forth. He started sending me pictures. Like, it was like pictures of like a cat killing another cat, talking about these psych meds. He was asking me if I knew what to do. Anybody know what a chungus is? I had to look it up. Like, I Googled it while we were on there. I told him I was Googling. He's like, no, you don't need, don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. Like, now you, cause you told me not to worry about it. I gotta worry about it. So I go, it's like a giant bunny monster. So I'm like, this is how weird the conversation got. But I'm having a conversation with this guy, and the conversation was getting so weird and his tone of voice was so crazy that like, I legit thought I was going to turn and look out my window and just like see a face pressed up against the glass or something. Like, this was, it was the beginning of the screen. Like, I was on the phone, like not paying attention to my surroundings, and the killer was probably creeping up behind me. I was just waiting for him to tell me to look outside or some shit like that. Like, cause obviously he had to been like, waiting. He had to have been waiting for this opportunity. Like, was he watching my Twitter and watching my Facebook group? Is this a person that I know? You know, this is crazy. Like, are the calls coming from within the house? Like, but yeah, man, it was a crazy situation. Eventually, I think he got frustrated and annoyed. Like, because I was really just like, asking him about him and are you okay? And you know, you want to talk, you know, I care about people's mental health, and something was obviously not okay with him in that department. And so, yeah, I mean, he asked me to ban him. He asked me to ban him from the server. I guess he didn't want no parts of it anymore. He wasn't getting the reaction that he wanted. And that's a Sagittarius. That's a personality trait that I have, you know, that finally worked out for the positive. You know, if I know you trying to get a certain reaction out of me, you're going to get every reaction but that. And, that's what happened to dude that night. And I haven't banned him, so he's still lurking out. If you join the Discord, he may pop up at some point, but he deleted all his pictures and it was just crazy shit. You know, crazy shit. But, yeah, man, like it's like, the monster in the closet that you grow up one day and you believe, you know, you stop believing ain't no such thing as monsters. And then like you meet one face to face and it's crazy. Like, it's like, it's out there and I'm nobody important. So they're just people just looking for anybody to antagonize on that level. Insane. But yeah, man. Shout out, dude. I hope you're doing better. Hope today is better than the other night for you. And, yeah, man, you want to talk about giant bunny monsters or whatever, you know, I don't be doing shit in the middle of the night. Like, podcast material. Appreciate you, bro. Yeah, that's all I got, man. That's all I got. Discord is crazy, but the server's up, doing the live stream tomorrow, June 14th, getvokal.com, getvokal.com. Sign up so that you can do the interactive stuff with me, or you can watch it on, it should be posted both on under my account and on the in the group, so either way, and then on Twitter as well. So yeah, and YouTube. I sometimes forget I have a YouTube channel. It's not well maintained, but it is a spot that you could catch the live stream if you were so inclined. But yeah, come on out and do that. I think I'm hoping it's going to be a good time. I'm hoping I saved the best material for that. You know, if you feel like this episode was dry, cause it was just random shit. I think I saved the best subjects and material for the live stream. Cause I wanted to have the interactive stuff to talk to you good folks about. But other than that, man, as usual, ttcharities.org, please. You know, I know at times like this, it can be frustrating to not know what to do or to feel powerless, feel like you're not doing enough. Hit up ttcharities.org. You know, definitely a fighter for the people, and I know he's very, very much engaged in trying to help people find a voice and figure out steps they can take to make some sort of positive impact on the situation that's happening right now. So don't end up like you know, antagonizing people on the internet, posting weird shit, trying to get reactions out of people or whatever. That ain't the way. you can find some good ways at ttcharities.org. My man, Zaya Fitness, Zaya Fitness, Z-A-Y-A Fitness, Z-A-Y-A-H Fitness on Instagram. Hit him up. I just went wall climbing and played and went, wall climbing, mini golf, bowling. We did all that. And yeah, he was over muscling everything. He sucked at everything because he was over muscling. I'm just fucking with you, Isaiah, man. You cool. But, yeah, check him out. Fitness, nutrition. He'll get you right. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress. And then, as always, buy black. The What Is TWS merch. We got the t-shirts, mugs, hoodies. I know it's not hoodie season, but, you know, you buy them now, and then you good. You straight. Or just get the t-shirt. It don't matter. Or get a mug. It's always mug time. You drink coffee in the summer. It don't matter. Buy black. I'm pushing it. I'm pushing the merch. Support a brother. Anyway. But y'all support me just by listening. Just by listening, you're enabling this platform and this brand to be successful. I never need a cent from you. I'm never trying to pull a dollar out your pocket. You listening to this show, telling somebody about the show, giving me feedback is enabling this brand and my platform to be successful. So I appreciate you. And that's the furthest you ever have to go for me. If you want to rep and get a shirt, if you would like to have a nice fashionable mug, hit up the store and do so. But you are under no obligation, no pressure from me. I love you regardless. So until we speak again, be safe, be the light. I'm rocking out this episode with a dope track from Black Thought's upcoming album. This one is Thought Versus Everybody. Everybody. I tried to pick like my favorite lines, and it was too many, but I got a good clip, so let's rock out, man. Appreciate y'all. Much love.
Lady Liberty, face full of concealer. I'm half master killer and half you master killer. Latrophobia, that's a fear of the healer. Kaepernick is an activist, y'all in fear of the kneeler. Everything's obtuse, nothing is obscene. Another young life was lost on live stream. Another great fell from grace and high steam. Then the clock struck 13, we in some kind of dream. First I'm handling first things, decipher what it means to a planet of earthlings. Where the question remains, am I a journal, a journalist? Herbal eternalist, Olympic tournament level genius, author of...